Well, it's been good this morning. Amen. The Lord's been good. The preaching's been good. The singing's been good. The Spirit's been good. And it's just something just to thank God for. Amen. And I what do you do? I'm just going to rear back and preach a second too and just let the Lord have his will and way. Amen. Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26 for just a few moments. Boy, I've enjoyed this morning. Enjoyed this week. Appreciate everything. I've got some help this week. Amen. I really have. There's been some things that I needed some direction on, and you'd be surprised what God will do if you ask Him. If you just ask Him for some help and ask Him for some direction and ask Him to speak to your heart, He'll do that. Amen. We have a loving Father that cares about us, and He's interested in what we're doing in life, and He wants to help us. And a lot of times we don't want to do what he reveals to us because it doesn't go along with what we felt like He should have done. But a lot of times you look back over life and you realize that the way that you were going was the wrong way, and the way that He led you was the right way, and it's always a lot better off in the long run. Amen. That's just the way it is when you serve the Lord. So thank the Lord for the help that God has done. Matthew chapter 26. The Bible says in verse 35, "And Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. And then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Set ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. And then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further." Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you today for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for what you already have done this week. And God, we could just sit and enjoy the blessings of the Lord all day today. And God, you've been real to us. And Father, we've just needed that drink of water, as it's been said so many times. And that refreshment, that encouragement. Lord, there's no doubt a lot of folk that have come that are carrying burdens, and strife, and all different things in their life that is keeping them, Lord, from where they ought to be. And Lord, I thank you, God, for the help that we have and for the preaching of the Word of God, the power of the Word of God and the Holy Ghost of God that knows just exactly what we need. And find help in the time of need. And find help just in the nick of time, as it sometimes is. Help us, Lord, this morning. We thank you, Lord, for what our ears have already heard and hearts already felt. And Lord, do for us again what we can't do for ourselves. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I wished I had the vocabulary. I wished I had the ability of description to maybe begin to just touch a little bit of what our Lord must have felt at this time. The sorrow, the Bible said he began to be sorrowful and very heavy. I mean, I wish I could describe how it must have felt, the agony and the heartache and the pain and the suffering. The Bible says he endured the cross. The Bible talks about that he had joy in it. But I want you to know on the physical side of it, he said, "Let this cup pass from me." And I wish I just could describe for us that we could somehow get a hold of what he's done for us and the price that he paid. We sometimes go along that and we preach about that and we skip over those things, and yet it really doesn't have the full effect. It doesn't really sink in what he really has done for us. And we need to meditate and think about that time and time again of what he's done. And I thank God for Calvary this morning. I thank God for the blood that he shed on the cross. I thank God that he's still in the saving business. Amen. I thank God that he can take old sinners like us. Amen. and save us from the devil's hell and write our name down the Lamb's Book of Life and take us to heaven when we die. Amen. I'm thankful for Calvary. I'm thankful for the suffering. I'm thankful for the heartache that He went through, and I'm thankful that He done for me what He's done. But I want you to look at something this morning. I was thinking about what we hear this morning, just trying to go along with what the Holy Spirit would say. But the Bible says here in verse 39, where I stopped off, it says, He went a little further. I want you to know there's times in life that we just need to, like this week, I don't know how it is for you, but I've got something already to help us go along just a little further. Just another mile down the road. Just another little while, amen, to go down and face another trial, to face another heartache, to try to climb the mountain, get on the mountaintop again, and to go another day, to go another hour, to go another mile for the Lord. The Bible says here He went a little further. We're tempted to give up. Well, I'm glad the Lord didn't give up. I'm glad He didn't get weary. He said, let this cup pass. But He said, nevertheless, not what I will, but what Thou wilt. Amen. I'm glad He didn't give up. We get tired in body and mind. Amen. Some of you, most of us this morning are tired in body. But there's something inside that's excited. That new man's got a little shot. Amen. That new man's got a little reviving, amen. That's what this is all about. And we have the promise, we have the help of God, and we can go a little further, amen. Sometimes we want to just give up. We get tripped up by the world. I looked up that word further, and it says more. In distance, it says the most. And it says to advance onward. It means to move forward. The Bible says Jesus went a little further, amen. He went a little further. The Bible talks about He prayed three times to say He went a little further, amen. And I'm saying this week, we've gathered together not to compare notes or to compare this or preach to that, but we just want to get from God the ability and the spiritual stamina to go a little further, amen. Just a little bit longer. Hey, I don't believe it's long for the Lord to come back, but we need to go a little further, amen. I'll tell you how we can go a little further. Services like this will help us. Services where God comes and meets with us. Services where the Holy Ghost of God touches our hearts, amen. Where tears fill our eyes and the altars are filled up with weeping people and sobbing people and crying, weeping, trying to get close to God. Those services will get you going further, amen. Just give you what you need. Man, I'll tell you, there's a lot of God's children this morning that are going through the trials of life, amen. Facing a lot of heartache, and preachers done talked about some of the finances and things like that's been mentioned here this morning. But I just want to tell you, we can go a little further, amen. Just go a little bit more, amen. Just hook up and try a little harder, amen. Somebody's praying for you. Well, I thank God for that, amen. Somebody's praying for you. It might be a mama somewhere praying for you. I was talking, I called my mother yesterday or Tuesday one. Tuesday it was. I was preaching that night, and I called her up, and my dad's been gone a while now, and Mama, she's blind. She's like Miss Donna and Miss Frankie, and I was telling her about them singing and all, and I said, listen, I'll be preaching tonight, and I said, would you pray for me? Well, do you realize what a blessing it is to have a praying mama? Hey, Amen. Listen, now you boys that sit over here and got yourself in a fix, amen. Hey, there's a mama back home maybe praying for you this morning. Asking God to do something in your life. Asking God to stir you up, save your soul, amen. Man, I thank God for a praying mama. It might be a praying daddy. It might be a praying wife. It might be a praying little old grandma somewhere, amen. I'm going to tell you what, those old praying saints of God is what keeps us going, amen. I thank God for those prayers. I thank God for those people that will lift up my name to God and pray for me, amen. I never will forget here, a couple of years, two, three, 4 years ago, there was a rough road going in my personal life, just a little bit, and I was just kind of having a rough time of it. And Brother Terrence called me up just out of nowhere. I forget where he was at. And said, "Man, how you doing?" I said, "I'm doing all right." Got to talk to him a little bit. But he didn't know. He didn't know. I never told him. Hadn't told him yet. The trials, the hardships, the times of difficulty that we were faced with. But I knew that God knew. And He laid it on somebody's heart to pray for us. Do you know how many burdens that we've carried? How many mountains we've crossed and valleys we've come through? Because somebody prayed for us. If it hadn't been for the prayers of God's people, where would you be this morning? Where would you be ending up this morning if somebody didn't call your name out in prayer? Somebody helped bear your burden. Somebody brought you and made intercession to God for you and called your name out in prayer. And about the time you was going down, He brought you up. Amen. Somebody's praying. Brother Calvin talked about that, but Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God that led Joshua up there to Jericho's walls is the same God that knocks the walls down for us. The same God that went with David to beat Goliath is the same God that whips the giants in our life. We can go a little further with a God like that. He's not limited. He's not lost His ability. He knows exactly where you're at. He knows the burden you bear. He knows the heartache you carry. And we can go just a little bit further. Because of Him. The Bible talks about in 1 Kings chapter 19. I read that this morning and it was mentioned here, I think, this week that when that angel came to Elijah and gave him that meat, that he went 40 days on that meat. Somebody commented about what kind of meat that was. That must have been some good meat, amen. Meat don't last me no 40 days. Amen. It goes in one end, not the other, just a couple of hours, amen. I need more meat. Amen. That didn't sound right, did it? Come think of it. I was thinking about in one ear and out the other, but that's the wrong area. Is this horizontal? What is this? Vertical. I was thinking horizontal and speaking vertically. Help me out, man. Merry heart doing good like a medicine, amen. Elijah ate something and he went a while with it. Amen. He about to give up. He about to lose it all. Amen. And God said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" God spoke to him. He said, "The wind came, but the Lord wasn't in the wind." Amen. He said, "An earthquake came, but the Lord wasn't in the earthquake." He said a fire came, but the Lord wasn't in the fire. But then he said the Lord came in a still, small voice. I'm going to tell you, that still, small voice will get you going further. That little voice will give you strength to keep going. That voice of God will give you power. That voice of God will give you strength. That voice of God will give you hope, amen. That voice of God will give you the energy you need to go on just another day, amen. Go a little further. Reminds us, that voice reminds us of His. Reminds us of where we were. Reminds us of where we're going. Amen. That little still small voice speaks to our heart and encourages us to go a little further. I've heard that voice this week, haven't you? I've heard that voice. times of my thoughts in the preaching as God is speaking to hearts. I can hear that voice telling me, that's the way. This is the way. Listen now. Pay attention. Write this down. Make note of remember. And God leads us and we go a little further down the road. Some of us just need to come to this meeting and get a little furtherness in our life. Amen. We can go a little further because of the second coming. Man, I'm telling you, he's coming. Brother Calvin talked about it, but it's worth talking about again and again and again. He's coming, amen. I don't know where you're at tonight, but this morning, but there ain't one pup of you ain't got that the rapture couldn't solve. That rapture take place right now, your bills will be paid by the Antichrist, amen. Amen. Let the Antichrist take, hey, the Lord would come back now, you wouldn't have to make another car payment, amen. No house payment. You wouldn't have to pay a bill for getting pulled over for a seatbelt being on. He's coming in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. And we, which are alive and remain, we're going to fly. Boy, that's a powerful air conditioning unit now. We're out of here, amen. We're going to leave this old world of sin. We're going to leave this world of sorrow. We're going to get out of here. We're going to be raptured. No more pain. No more heartache. No more sickness. No more hospital. No more nursing home. No more cancer. No more diabetes. No more tears. No more pain. I'm telling you, we're going to get out of here. Get ready to go. In the time. Any moment, it will on the count. Amen. It's almost time. It's almost time. It's almost time. It's almost time. You go a little further. Just about the time when it seems in this world, in our lives, all of us together, when we're going down for the last time, when it's all over, when it seems the ship is sunk, He's coming. The Bible said that the same day that God sent fire and brimstone, Lot was taken out. It's going to get worse. It ain't going to get better. But we're out of here. That'll help me go a little further. That ought to help us all go a little further. I don't want to take up a lot of time, but just go a little further. He went all the way. I wish I could describe what he went through. I wished I had the words. I wished I could describe and tell the story in ways where it would just overwhelm us. But he loved us. He went to Calvary. The Bible said he went a little further. And because he went a little further, we can go a little further. He's in us. He'll help us. Just get up this morning and go just a little bit further. Amen.
You here this morning. Brother Lake, could y'all come sing something for you? If you're here this morning, and just kind of you, right down to the end of the road. Your heart's been broke. Your dreams have been crushed. Somebody's hurt you. Somebody's disappointed you. If you'd like to come this morning, let God, if you get on down the road. Amen. He told Job over there, he said, your days are few and full of trouble. what this other Christianity thing in our country is trying to teach us: prosperity, no problems, no troubles. Our lives are filled with troubles. We're in a world that don't like us. Maybe you'd like to come this morning. We're going to have a